Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. We still got a chance for money coming up at 1:20. You will hear another keyword in the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. Be listening for that. And then that crack John Cobalt will tell you exactly how you can win that money by entering that word specifically at a certain place. Coming up at about 20 after, you know, we have followed now, particularly with L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon taking office in 2020 and all that happened that year with the death of George Floyd. The dismantling of the criminal justice system, both in L.A. County and the state and other parts of the country, for that matter. And it goes all the way down to the young people, juveniles. And, of course, Gascon has a particular soft spot in his heart for youths, believing that until you're 25, it pretty much doesn't matter what you do. You could be a serial murderer. We're going to let you free without putting you in any adult-type prison. So, of course, L.A. County has for years these camps, detention centers, for the underaged who commit some kind of offense that requires them to be sent to these places. Steve Gregory from KFI News has got a special investigative story, which he's going to give us a lot more details on. The headline is L.A. County probation officers attacked in juvenile halls. Normally, Steve, the story I see is the opposite of what the probation officers are doing to the kids.
Yeah.
Sexually abusing them, beating them, knocking them all over the place.
Yeah, and spraying them with O.C. pepper spray, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But
well, you got some vicious photos of the damage done to some of the probation officers.
Yeah, and that's just a few of them. I did post some on the KFI website. You just go to KFIM640.com/probation. The story will come up. I have posted just some of the a few of the photos that were handed to me by sources. And, you know, I showed you some photos of a leg being slashed open, and it's not a scratch.
No. That's a big chunk of meat that was carved out of his leg.
And there's the one here of the man whose face, I don't know if you had that one too, that got sliced in his jowl.
Yeah. Big deep slash there.
Yeah. And then some of the improvised weapons that are being used inside of these juvenile halls. Now, this all goes to the point that I met with a source. I've talked to a few probation officers already. And for those that don't know, the probation department of L.A. County is in charge of the juvenile halls and the camps around the county. And they are unarmed inside these institutions. So they don't wear sidearms.
The probation officers are unarmed?
Yes, in the juvenile halls and in the juvenile camps.
So they're defenseless against these guys who try to slash and stab them.
Yes, and what's making it worse is you'll discover here in just a few moments that they are now facing a new challenge that they never thought they'd face before, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I want to play some audio for you real quick because this source that this informant I met with, I spent about 40-45 minutes with them, and they explained to me some of the stuff that's going on the inside. So let's cut, Eric, let's do cut three first, and this sort of starts the foundation of why they're having some problems.
We have several officers who've been assaulted or got injured stopping a lot of these riots that happen or disturbances that happen. And, you know, they get knee injuries, back injuries, twisted ankles, dislocated fingers, fractured fingers from trying to or slamming into cement or to metal tables from trying to stop these altercations. And then these officers are out or sometimes even permanently disabled. And when I informed you that, you know, the board's mandate was to reduce probation's footprint, with that mandate, they're not rehiring. So you have officers going out on injury or who are permanently injured from these incidents, but you don't hire to be able to replace them.
That is a big problem. So now, a few years ago, they had around 4,000 probation officers in the LA County probation system. It's down to 2,000 now.
Well, Steve, the last time we covered this story, I thought they were winding down the entire operation. They were actually going to offer bonuses for people to stay until they close this all down. Am I wrong?
No, that's still the case, but that goes to a bigger problem. Now, this Care First model that they're trying to implement, the Youth Services Department, or the Department of Youth Services, that was started in the summer of last year. This was as a result of these reformists and these sort of reform sympathizers, including the district attorney. They want to go to this this sort of hands-off approach to helping the young people. Now, the problem is there's roughly 400 kids in juvenile detention right now, most of whom are in there for violent crimes, rape, assault, and murder.
Well, they're psychotic.
What is this alternative, right?
Look what they're doing to the probation officers. These are savage injuries.
Yeah.
There's no care program that's going to fix the violence inside these kids.
So, I mean, cut two, Eric.
No such thing.
Cut two. Listen to the body of this. This is the new challenge they have now.
If we do deploy OC spray now, it is vilified, regardless of how violent the attack is, because the reformers have this whole agenda to remove OC spray. And once OC spray is removed, now we have adults who have come back from either DJJ or state prison back inside the facility. So we have 23, 24, 25-year-olds who have been introduced to prison environment, and then now they're back inside of a juvenile setting.
Adults are being mixed with juveniles?
Yeah, that was a stunner.
To a certain degree, yes.
Why?
Because we don't have the staffing or the capacity to basically house them.
So they're intentionally destroying the system.
They're putting 25-year-olds into these juvenile
cases? Yes. No, I see what they're doing. By creating these circumstances where all these violent juveniles are savaging the employees quit, then they're not replaced, and you have no system anymore. That's the whole purpose of this.
If you want to, at the break, I have another clip, and I will leave you with this. You guys talk about the homeless industrial complex.
Yeah.
There is now a juvenile justice industrial complex at play. And I'll explain that.
There's a claim in here that Steve got from, all right, we're talking to Steve Gregory, of course, KFI News, covering his big investigative report for us about probation department employees who are being attacked in these juvenile halls, these camps and detention centers. And of course, there's a whole story behind it, which is the complete dismantling of detaining juveniles in any halls and camps. LA County Board of Supervisors, all the activists, just like they want to empty the jails, they want to empty all the juvenile camps, too.
They want to ruin all of society. What's OC spray, by the way?
It's
the
pepper spray
but official.
But the OC is like something capsicum.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's a pepper spray.
All right. Yeah. We got news.
All right. We got a chance for money coming up when we come back.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We continue to continue with Steve Gregory from KFI News. The LA County juvenile probation system has been gutted. And he has photos and a story about the probation officers there getting horrifically assaulted. They have huge gashes in their legs and their faces, and they're quitting or they're leaving on disability because of their injuries. They're not being replaced. There's a smaller and smaller staff, and the inmates have gone wild. These are very violent juveniles.
Yeah, the Board of Supervisors and the activists want to end this whole system. They don't believe that there should be any detention centers or camps for juvenile offenders. But as Steve said, some of them have committed vicious crimes. And something else, Steve, I saw in your story, when they commit crimes inside these camps and centers, they can't be charged,
right?
Like stabbing these people, these workers?
Right. No, that's because if you remember when the DA took office, remember the directives that went out within an hour of
George
his Gascon's inauguration?
Directives. Right.
In the body of this, and I had forgotten about it until it was shown to me during my conversation with this informant, that there is a directive in there that no juvenile shall be charged with another crime while in.
So they can.
Even gutting a guy's leg?
They can take chunks of flesh out of the probation officers and there's zero consequence.
There will not be any criminal effort here. It'll all be diversion.
So what, they'll get no food for the day or something? Or
well, no
video
if
or
you look at some
TV?
Of the photos on there, look at what happens when they throw a tantrum with the building.
No, I know. It's incredible.
Some of the cells.
Look at the size of that door, the hole in that door there.
No, I this is actually scary to look at because the people have to see these photos. This is the level of violent psychotic that we have in these juvenile centers. And if you look at the leg and the face of the probation officers that have had been carved up, and you can't do anything with these psychotics because they're under 25. This is such crazy land. Why don't you just close the system already? Why are they going to permanently disfigure and disable the probation officers? If you're going to close the system, go ahead, close, and then let all these guys run out and start stabbing all the innocent citizens in the street. Let's get it on already.
It's kind of akin to the ambassador program on Metro.
So now talk about follow the money here that this informant talked to you about concerning the Board of Supervisors and the rest who want some sort of alternative system here.
Yeah, so it's a lot like the homeless industrial complex in the way that it was explained to me, and I have to be honest, or I have to tell you right up front, transparency, I've not independently confirmed any of these corroborations. However, and I'm not going to mention names, but it was explained to me that if you look at these nonprofits and these diversion programs that exist, the idea is they're supposed to get these kids in middle school and high school before they commit the crimes. They're supposed to go out there and get these children and explain to them that there are alternatives to this criminal lifestyle. Now, these nonprofits have failed in this effort. And so by the time they get to a juvenile hall, and the way it was explained to me, the average age is 14 years old, by the way. They come in at 14 years old. And this is the way it was explained. They are receiving 14 years of bad parenting, 14 years of possible poverty, 14 years of bad education, 14 years of acclimation to a gang lifestyle. So by the time they get to a juvenile hall, where there's no programs that exist whatsoever, they have a mess on their hands. Now, the money, if you look at the way the money is being shifted around, it's a lot like the homeless issue. These nonprofits start cropping up that can do these diversion programs, that can do all this, they can do all that. In this Department of Youth Services that is poised to take over for what the juvenile justice system is doing currently, they are rife with are flush with these nonprofits that are getting the county money to do these programs.
Of course.
And these programs don't work according to these.
No, they don't work. They never have worked. This is all BS.
If you get somebody that's going to commit rape and murder and these other crimes like this on a consistent basis, and then what about these 25-year-olds that are coming down from prison? They've been in prison for the last 4 or 5 years.
You are totally programmed by the age of 14. If all you've seen in your life is violence and family strife and no education, that's your brain. It's not getting any better. There is no program on the planet that's going to fix that. You've got a bad seed here, and they're going to commit violence, and eventually they got to be put away, or they're just going to keep harming people violently. That's the only path for this. All this diversion program nonsense is just a scam by people who run these nonprofits. There isn't an ounce of good use of it. There's not an ounce of truth in it. It's a complete criminal enterprise.
So, and Eric, we'll play cut three to close it out. But I will tell you this. So when I ask about, well, you know, the attorney general just filed papers against the county forcing them to comply with a 2021 ruling on, you know, getting everything up to speed. The source chuckled and said, well, who do you think's in on that, too? When you think about it, and I had to sit back and say, well, of course. Bonta's friends with the board. The board is friends with Bonta. The board has friends in the nonprofit industry. Bonta has friends in the nonprofit diversion industry. And you look at around, so Bonta, in essence, according to this source, Bonta is helping to expedite the dismantling of this program by going after it.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, as soon as he told me like that, it was just like an epiphany. But
this is on purpose. This is the plan. Where everybody's sitting outraged. How can they do this? How do they believe this? They don't care. They're trying to destroy everything, and they're succeeding.
Here's the cut.
They'll go through the motions. The courts will go through the motions, but because of the policies, the prosecutors are ordered to essentially kind of find a way not to actually prosecute, but to pretty much try to say, well, let's try and find them services when services are already provided to them.
Are the kids aware that the laws are sort of lax or soft, or there are policies out there now? They know that they're not going to be prosecuted for additional crimes?
Most definitely. They tell it to our face. Their attorneys let them know, because essentially the attorneys and the prosecutor's office are pretty much operating together. In harmony.
So these programs, now you think about it, the probation department for these children used to have culinary programs, a barber program, a fire camp, so that they could learn some skills and some vocations. And it was very successful back then. But the county kept defunding these programs within the body of the juvenile justice system. Now they are left without any programs.
They're not interested in reforming these kids anymore. The only reason they keep the structure going at all is because it's a huge river of money for all the nonprofits that Bonta and the supervisors are connected to. Mm. So it's a money scam. That's the only reason they haven't completely closed down the system. They can milk it for money indefinitely.
They just have to sort of repackage it.
Right.
It's just they're repackaging the same issue. But
closing it cuts off their money, so they're not going to completely close it.
They're just repackaging it without helping the kids.
Yeah.
And these kids, and then they go back out into society when they've done their diversion or their time. Because all you have to do is sit through it. All you have to do is sit through these classes, and it's like driver's ed.
Yeah.
You
know, is that what it's going to be? I mean, you're talking about some of these young people are rapists, and they're going to go to classes?
That's the plan. That's the diversion
part
of it.
That's the future idea?
That's the cover story. They're not interested in helping these kids. They just want to create a cover. Oh, they're in a diversion program. And then they get a lot of money for running the diversion program. It's a racket. It's a scam. They all know none of this works.
And it's funny because when this source, I'm talking to the source and actually another officer too involved, and they say, you know, when these kids act out like this and they do these things, then the county comes back down on the probation officers and say, how can you let this happen? Why aren't you doing anything about this? And then the attorney general's office says all these kids do is they lay around and play video games all day. That's because there's no programs anymore. Mm-hmm. They defunded their own infrastructure. Yeah. There's no program for them to learn skills or to be reformed.
And then they keep preaching that what these kids need are these diversion programs. If the programs have been hollowed out and defunded.
But then the brunt of all of this lies on the shoulders of the probation officers. And you could see the photos.
Yeah, and they're going to quit. And
these are the same probation officers that have to look after the prisoners countywide on release,
too? Now here's the funny thing, Ken. So I found out, because of the shortage of officers, they have to pull these supervisors off the line that are looking at the hardened criminals out of prison. Mm-hmm. They have to pull them off the line and put them in the juvenile halls because they don't have the bodies to get in there. So they're pulling them from these others. And remember, AB 109, the county jails are already overloaded with prisoners. And so now they're taking the probation supervisors off the line and they're putting them in these juvenile halls.
And you're the only reporter covering all this.
Apparently so.
The complete destruction of the LA County.
You got a tip? How did you get the story?
It was a tip. Somebody just reached out and said, you know, no one's talking about it and we're frustrated. And, you know, when I looked at it, I went and met, because I don't just automatically do it, but I went out and met with these people and I sat and talked with them. And I mean, It's, you know, the photos tell the story.
Right. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. So that's on the website?
Not all of those, because some of the faces of the injured, I'm respecting their privacy. But that one that's on there is already on social media from a union or something. I can't remember. But those are just a few of them.
All right. Well, great work.
Thanks, Sam.
Excellent stuff.
Steve Gregory, KFI News, covering the juvenile probation camp chaos. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you're just joining us, you missed a fascinating half hour with Steve Gregory on the violence going on in the L.A. County juvenile probation system. And it is absolutely galling. He tells the story of how the whole probation system to deal with violent juveniles and they're incarcerated there. You think of probation as being when you're outside living life free and you have to report to a probation officer. Well, part of the division is the juvenile detention centers, and you have probation officers working those detention centers, and they're getting carved up by the inmates who are violent. They're there on rape and murder and aggravated assault and all the rest. And it's just galling what's happening. And the lies that are coming from all the politicians, they are intent on destroying our civilized way of life. And they're doing it every day. And I'm telling you, people are not putting all the dots together here. This is pure evil. George Gascon is evil. The LA County supervisors, 4 out of 5, are evil. Rob Bonta, the attorney general, is evil. They know what they're doing. They're destroying the system, and they are making sure all their nonprofit friends are making a fortune on the way.
Now, there'll be lots of contracts doled out for these new entities to take over the juvenile, whatever you want to call it, probation system. These were camps and detention centers that were run by the county full of probation department employees. But they want to end all that and turn this over to entities that will sign contracts claiming to be nonprofits, where we get millions of dollars from the county to rehabilitate this youth.
No rehabilitation is going on. If you listen to
Steve's
report,
they'll claim that they're magic workers, but that won't be the case.
They're not even trying. They're not trying. It doesn't work anyway. It doesn't
matter
if they did try.
I don't think they're going to be detaining them in any fashion.
No,
they probably just have to go to classes and sit there and listen to somebody drone on
and
about how to be a better person.
Rapists and murderers don't listen in classes, okay?
And the worst thing about these probation officers being attacked is A directive from George Gascon says you can't charge him with any more crimes in these juvenile facilities.
See, but it's all part of the plan. It's allowed by Rob Bonta, the attorney general. He's in on it. He could bring the hammer down on George Gascon if he wanted to. An attorney general has that power over a district attorney that has gone rogue. Instead, Rob Bonta agrees with everything that Gascon is doing. And so does Hilda Solis. And so does Janice Hahn. And so does Holly Mitchell. And so does this new one, Lindsay Horvath. They agree with this. They want to destroy the system. You don't see any of them speaking out. They don't care that they're one of the probation officers has his leg gouged out. The other one has his face gouged out. They don't care that these guys have committed rape and murder and all kinds of violent felonies. They don't care. They've defunded them. Look at the picture of the destruction they do to their cells. It's overwhelming, and they're all going to be back out on the streets soon.
All right, now we have another breaking news story here at KFI. Well, it's actually national. Fox News is already settled. Fox News was supposed to go to trial beginning today in a civil lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems. This takes us back to the 2020 election, where Fox concerned that they were going to lose Trump-loving audience members to the competition, decided to allow on a lot of characters who were making claims about the election being stolen from Trump.
And some
among
of them,
and I heard a clip today, was good old Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, no, Giuliani and the female lawyer, Sidney Powell, some of the hosts endorse these crazy beliefs. And this was the right wing lying to its viewers. This was preposterous. You know, we told you this from day one, that after Trump and his allies took the election fraud case to 60 courts and got bounced out of 60 courts, he was 0 for 60. It was clear there was nothing to this story. It was total nonsense. And Fox spread the lies and ginned up some new lies. And now they're going to have to pay $800 million, which is the halfway point between what Dominion asked for.
Dominion asked for $1.6 million. Have you got a number? Because articles I've been looking at don't have a number.
$787 million, according to CNN.
So this happened. I mean, they had already seated the jury. 12 jury members, 12 alternates. Everything was ready to go. And I guess Fox just blinked.
Well, because they had to. The judge had actually issued a number of rulings disallowing various defenses that Fox was going to use. In fact, he issued a summary judgment in all these particular arguments that Fox was making to defend itself. They said, no, you can't use that. No, you can't use that. No, you can't use that. Judges can do that. They can throw the case out on its face, right? That's what a summary judgment is. In this case, the judge threw out chunks of the case, and Fox was left with not much to defend itself. And so they had to settle.
Ruled on March 31st that on-air statements at Dominion about Dominion made by network hosts and their guests were false. Making that summary judgment would make it difficult for Fox to win, sort of what they allow.
In the settlement, Fox had to admit that they spread false statements and amplified false statements.
And Fox was just trying to say, well, we just put these people on. They had their own opinions about the election.
The way people here in L.A. get lied to by the L.A. Times all day and night, people who invest emotionally in Fox and their election coverage of Trump got lied to just as much. Everybody is lying to you the way George Gascon and Bonta and the supervisors are lying to you about how they're going to rehabilitate all these juvenile criminals. Everything is a lie now.
And we learned that behind the scenes, a number of the Fox hosts were not buying this stolen election thing.
No, but they went on
personal text to each other. They were like, what? Come on.
No, but they went on and pushed the propaganda anyway.
Yeah, because they were afraid they were going to lose viewers.
And they did
lose a few.
We got blowback. You know, there were listeners upset with us. Probably some stopped listening because we weren't on the election fraud bandwagon. It's like, well, too bad. It's not the truth.
No.
You know, some guys sell their souls to get audience and make money. It's a free country. Go ahead. But I just don't do that. Ken doesn't do that. That's just not what you get here. Pisses people off. They don't want to listen. Blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, fine. Go cry in your blanket.
Yeah.
Never happened. The election fraud never happened with Trump. It simply never happened.
And the way this works, because everybody likes the broad brush, I remember a year later getting emails from people, oh, stop it with your buy and the election stolen. We never did that topic. So
no.
That's just what happened. You get swept up in all the nonsense.
Oh, sure. Because people have their stereotypes. They don't listen closely. There's a lot of crazy people in the world. There really is. And now with social media, they're making noise all day, writing crazy things, saying crazy things. I mean, it's just America's like an insane asylum now, just an absolute insane asylum. And most of the media outlets has joined the insanity. So you got to spend through the days going through the sewer of lies, whether it's stuff pouring out of the LA Times or CNN or NBC or Fox. It's like, oh God, it's a cesspool. It's a river of garbage. There's almost no information you can trust. I mean, between the election fraud story on Fox and then CNN pushing that stupid Russian collusion story for 3 years, this is no fun. This isn't any fun. Listening constantly all day and night to a bunch of nonsense, aggressive nonsense.
Everything changed along the way from let's just try to find the objective truth to let's just serve our audience and reinforce what they already believe.
Yeah, well, because there's
those stories you mentioned did that on both sides, CNN and Fox.
There's no money in objective truth. There's a lot of money in feeding propaganda to emotionally.
But sometimes it blows up on you. Sometimes it eventually can blow up on you. Look at that idiot that said that the shooting in Connecticut, the school shooting, was fake. How much did he have to pay over?
Oh, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, right.
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes it does blow up, but it doesn't seem to stop anybody. I mean, Murdoch is just going to pay the $800 million, and he still, his company's worth billions and billions.
And they were going to drag his 92-year-old butt in to testify, too.
Yeah, I know. Because they caught his texts. It's amazing what people put into texts. I never put anything in a text that's going to cause me a problem. Never. Because that is discoverable. You can get a subpoena and text all the messages you've ever written. They can get it for you. And even if you've thrown out your phone and deleted it, the people you sent the text messages to have it. So you're screwed. So I just can't believe all these stupid hosts. And it was Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and all the rest of them. They wrote to each other about, wow, this Trump stuff is really BS. Wow, this Trump stuff's really crazy. Nice. Wow, this is. But you know what? They were all terrified that they were going to lose to people who are willing to
push this stuff,
play the game. Yeah.
Right. Well, and the problem was it got really specific against Dominion in terms of people coming on the air and claiming, oh, they actually changed votes and did this with their machines and they're run by the Venezuelans and blah, blah, blah. That's where it really went over the top. And then Dominion said, all right, that's enough.
Whole thing just gives me a headache. I mean, I can't watch anything anymore when I go home. I really can't.
We got more coming up.
It's constant nonsense.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Moist Line is coming back on Friday, just 3 days away. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call that toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. 1-877-664-7886. Well, we'll talk about Mayor Bassetti coming up after 2 o'clock. She did her State of the City speech, and some of the excerpts I read and heard seem like a victory lap over homelessness. I don't like that.
No.
That is premature, as they say.
She's another one. She's blowing gas. I mean, that is outrageous, considering just the story we've been doing for the last week or so. The site on the La Cienega Boulevard with the naked woman on the sofa,
yeah,
and the restaurant getting its windows bashed in, and Dr. Wright's office and all that. Oh, just by the way, Fox has not said one word yet about
the settlement.
Yeah, CNN
not breaking news.
CNN was running continuous coverage for 20 minutes. The New York Post also has nothing on the settlement either.
Oh. That surprises me. I mean, that's news. I mean, you can't. That's a lot of money. $1.6 billion was the claim, and they got almost half of that.
These aren't news outlets anymore.
Strange. Yeah, that's all right. It's not going to stop us. You did a good job. What did you just say about Mayor Bassetti? Blowing gas?
He's blowing gas.
Big decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We used to hate them. Mm-hmm. Did Trump get some judges on there?
Yes, quite a few.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah. Because they've turned back Berkeley. In 2019, Berkeley became the first city in the country to prohibit natural gas connections in new buildings. San Jose, New York City, San Francisco, Seattle, others have followed. However, the Ninth Circuit said, Hey, you can't do that. Who brought the challenge? The California Restaurant Association. We've talked about this before. Many chefs say cooking with gas makes the food taste better. Lots of food, not all foods, but many foods. They believe it's critical that they are continuing to be able to use natural gas in their restaurant cooking. So the Restaurant Association challenged the ban, and a lower court disagreed with them, but they were overruled yesterday by a 3-judge Ninth Circuit panel as something to do with the Energy Policy and Conservation Act.
In other words, local cities and states have no power to ban gas stoves.
Apparently, it's a federal energy conservation standard that became law for the entire country, and Berkeley decided to exempt itself from that.
Yeah.
And they argued that we can do that, but they got one judge to agree, but now they got this Ninth Circuit. I don't know if it probably will go to a bigger Ninth Circuit panel or the full Ninth Circuit. It could go to the U.S. Supreme Court eventually if it becomes this big an issue.
Yeah, well, they see, you could never get a national vote to ban gas stoves. You'd have to run this through Congress.
Yeah, workaround, right?
Yeah, right. So that's what left-wing fanatics do, is they try a workaround through the court system or through the bureaucracy to get things that would never pass with a vote of the people or the vote of the people's representatives.
DACA. That's how we got lots of things over the years.
They do this.
And then they say, well, by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, it could be years from now, and we'll get a lot done.
The premise is preposterous. It's a big lie. Gas stoves have nothing to do with the climate. The gas stoves have no effect on the climate. Just complete and utter nonsense. It's total hysteria. It's just more control freak fanaticism from these nuts in government who, again, want to control your life. That is the purpose of all of this.
And remember how they tried to frame it? Not so much the environment, but that it's unhealthy in your household.
That's a lie.
Well, yeah, the way it's been constructed, the natural gas into your home is not dangerous unless you completely abuse it and ignore it.
Right? You know what they do is they try
open a window, don't breathe it in directly, stuff like that. Common sense.
It's like they did with COVID to shut down the schools for a year and a half, or to shut down the restaurants for a year and a half. They create a hysteria by saying, "You're going to die! You're going to die!" The same thing with the gas stoves. Oh, you're going to die. No, you're not going to die. Oh, the climate's going to boil over. No, it's not going to boil over. That's completely and utterly made up.
Well, they tried to make the case that natural gas is killing people in their own homes. It's going to cause cancers and all sorts of terrible problems.
No,
it's only been around a long time.
No,
sure.
It's not. It's complete lies. They're making this stuff up.
Well.
You know, and then they make the studies up. They pay somebody to come up with some cockamamie complicated study that nobody understands, and it's reduced to a hysterical headline because everybody in the media, so many of them are left-wing, woke, progressive lunatics. They act as the amplifier, as the megaphone for the lie. It's everything's propaganda.
So this judge said that this act, the Energy Policy and Conservation Act, explicitly prohibits states and localities from regulating energy efficiency, energy use, or water use a federal conservation standard became effective for a covered product, which would include, he says, gas stoves.
Did they do this in L.A. or L.A. County?
No, they're talking about it. I don't think they passed anything yet.
Oh, well, good. It's been stuffed back down their throat.
For now.
These miserable wretches.
The El Segundo Times headline was temporarily slows.
Temporarily slows. Yeah.
Yes, this judge is, they think this will get overrun. That's their hope.
It is their hope. Again, that's not news either, is it? That's not news. That's
all right, coming
projection
up next,
of their fantasy.
Mayor Bessetti makes her Dopey's first State of the City speech, but we're going to focus on homelessness. She seems to already be claiming a lot of victories. Doesn't really look that way, and there's also many who believe that right now the homeless are going in the front hotel door and out the back. John and Ken, KFIM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world, picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.